DC on VOA 1 The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Dan Friedel.
And I'm Katie Weaver. This program is aimed at English learners. So we speak slowly, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Today on the program, Brian Lynn is here with the Science Report. Stay tuned for our conversation. Then, John Russell has a story about a new Mayan city. And Making of a Nation brings us to the 1990s. But first,
Henk Schiffmacher is a famous Dutch tattoo artist. That means he draws pictures in permanent ink on people's skin. Recently, he created the design of an elephant on Lillian Rockmaren's back. Highbrow to lowbrow is how the artist described his latest project. The project involves inking artwork by Rembrandt van Rijn onto the skin of visitors to the building the famous Dutch painter once called home. The Rembrandt House Museum has changed one of its rooms into a tattoo area for something it calls the Poor Man's Rembrandt. The one-week event involves Schiffmacher and other top Amsterdam tattoo artists. For between about $54 and $270, visitors can get their own permanent reminder of Rembrandt. Schiffmacher told the Associated Press, "It's a juxtaposition, a jump from high to low, from highbrow to lowbrow." He added, "And it's great that these two worlds can visit one another. Actually, it's really one world because it's about art." Museum director Milou Halbesma said the event is a way of bringing new visitors to the historic house and getting people closer to the artist. "I think it's a very good way to have your own Rembrandt," she said. The event has already proved a hit. All appointments available online were filled within 10 minutes, she said. However, there are still some spots available for people who walk into the museum and wait their turn. Schiffmacher and others have taken some of Rembrandt's drawings and changed them to work for tattooing. For example, the artists make lines thinner so they do not grow together as the skin of the tattooed person ages. The tattoo artists see similarities between their work and the artist's quick drawings, but there is one big difference. "The canvas is different," Schiffmacher said. "The canvas can talk to you, move too much, float, even faint." That didn't happen for Rembrandt. Rockmaren works at the museum. She was the first person in Schiffmacher's chair. She got his version of one of Rembrandt's famous drawings of an Asian elephant. The creature, named Hanskin, first arrived in Amsterdam in 1633 on a ship from Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, as a gift for the Prince of Orange. Rockmaren said, "I love the animals. They're so spiritual and smart." Speaking about her tattoo, Rockmaren added, "I'm very honored to have one made by Henk himself." I'm John Russell.
The European Space Agency, ESA, is preparing to launch a spacecraft designed to study the mysteries of dark matter and dark energy across far reaches of the universe. The launch of ESA's Euclid spacecraft is set for July 1st. It will lift off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Launch Center aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Euclid is a space telescope built to act as an orbiting observatory. It will gather data scientists hope to use to create a 3D map of the universe. The spacecraft is expected to observe activities in billions of galaxies and help researchers learn more about how the universe developed over the past 10 billion years. The main goal of the Euclid mission is to study the effects and activities of dark energy and dark matter, both of which are considered mysterious forces in the universe. This is because neither of these two materials can be directly seen or felt. Astronomers believe dark energy makes up about 68% of the universe, while dark matter makes up around 27%, the American space agency NASA reports. But beyond that, very little is known about the two dark elements. Dark energy is an unidentifiable form of energy that scientists believe is responsible for helping the universe expand. Dark matter is a material that also affects the expansion of the universe. Astronomers have theorized that dark matter exists because of gravity's observed effects on galaxies and groups of galaxies. Leaders of the mission say Euclid was built to collect data on how the universe has expanded and how structure has formed over cosmic history, an ESA statement says. With this information, scientists will attempt to explain some of the properties of dark energy, dark matter, and gravity, the statement added. The Euclid spacecraft is 4.7 meters tall and 3.7 meters around. It contains two main parts called modules. One module is made up of a telescope and two scientific instruments. The other contains satellite systems, power controllers, data processors, and other equipment. Euclid will travel to an orbiting spot about 1.5 million kilometers from Earth. The area is called the second Lagrangian point. This is where NASA's James Webb Space Telescope operates from, as well as ESA's orbiting observatory, Gaia. Mission leaders say Euclid will capture images in optical and near-infrared light. The images will cover about one-third of the universe beyond our Milky Way galaxy. The quality of the images is expected to be at least four times sharper than others captured by ground-based telescopes, the team said. These images will be used to create a new, detailed 3D map of the universe. The first images are expected to be sent back quickly once the spacecraft's operations begin in October. In addition to studying dark matter and dark energy, Euclid will use its infrared instruments to collect data on hundreds of millions of galaxies and stars. Astronomers say this will permit them to investigate the chemical makeup and motion behaviors of many different space objects and environments in greater detail. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope is also based on powerful but sensitive infrared technology. This has permitted the telescope to collect data and produce images from parts of the universe that were never observable before. I'm Brian Lynn.
Now, Brian Lynn joins me to talk more about this week's science report. Thanks for being here, Brian.
Of course, Dan. Glad to be here.
Your report dealt with the upcoming launch of a European spacecraft that will seek to learn more about dark energy and dark matter in the universe. I know these materials are considered highly mysterious, so what will the spacecraft actually be looking for?
So, yes, the researchers pointed out that very little is known about dark matter and dark energy, but scientists believe the two elements, which make up an estimated 95% of the universe, are responsible for current expansion of the universe. The team said the orbiting telescope called Euclid will be collecting data on that expansion and other changes in the universe as well.
Okay, and the report also notes that data collected by the spacecraft will be used to create a new 3D map of the universe. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, so scientists involved in this project said the 3D map will cover about one-third of the universe and will provide the most detailed data yet on dark elements. Specifically, Euclid will be observing the shape and movements of millions of galaxies and will attempt to use that data to learn about the changes that happened in the universe over billions of years.
Okay. Thanks again, Brian, for joining me to discuss your science report.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dan.
Mexico's Human History Agency says another ancient Mayan city has been discovered in forests in the southern part of the country. The country's anthropology organization, INAH, announced the discovery recently. INA said the newly discovered city includes large pyramid-like buildings, stone columns, and other structures placed in circles. The agency named the city Ocumtun, meaning stone column in the Yucatec Maya language. It would have been an important center between 1750 and 1000 years ago. The ancient city is in the Balamku Ecological Reserve on the country's Yucatan Peninsula. It was discovered during a search of a largely unexplored area that is larger than the country of Luxembourg. The search took place between March and June using aerial laser mapping, or LIDAR, technology. The Mayan civilization was known for its complex mathematical calendars. Mayans controlled a large area in southeast Mexico and other parts of Central America. Political collapse ended the culture hundreds of years before the arrival of Spanish ships. The last Maya center fell in a military campaign more than 300 years ago. The Ocumtun site has a central area on high ground surrounded by wet areas. Lead researcher Ivan Sprach said in a statement that it includes several pyramid-like structures up to 15 meters tall. The city also had an area for playing a kind of game with a ball. Ancient ball games were widespread throughout the Mayan area. They involved passing a rubber ball representing the sun across a court without the use of hands. Players then tried to get the ball through a small stone hoop. The game is believed to have had an important religious purpose. Sprock said his team had also found central altars, which may have been designed for community religious events, in an area closer to the La Regina River. Still, more research is needed to understand the cultures that once lived there. The site probably declined around 1,000 years ago, judging from materials taken from buildings, Sprock said. I'm John Russell.
Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember. For most of the 1990s, the nation was at peace. The Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, bringing an end to years of costly military competition. During the 90s, the American economy recovered from a recession and grew strong. Inflation and unemployment were low. There were new developments in medicine and technology. The Internet began to evolve from a defense project, mainly linking researchers, into a new way for the world to communicate. America grew by almost 33 million people during the 1990s, the largest increase of any decade in its history. By the end of the 90s, more than 280 million people were living in the United States. During the decade of the 90s, there was a large increase in immigration from Latin America, the Caribbean, and Asia. For the first time in 70 years, 1 in 10 Americans was born in another country. At the same time, the population was getting older. That added to the nation's health care costs. America's new president, Bill Clinton, promised to reform the health care system. But in the end, like other presidents before him, Clinton failed to win support for that idea in Congress. Divorce rates in the United States had begun to grow sharply in the 1970s. By the 90s, those rates were starting to drop. But there were millions of children living with only one parent or with their grandparents. Single-parent families are more likely to be poor. In 1980, single-parent households represented about 20% of all households in the United States with children. By 1990, that number had reached 24% and was continuing to rise. In 1991, a black man named Rodney King led police in Los Angeles on a high-speed chase. After the chase, officers tried to arrest him. A man living nearby videotaped police officers striking King repeatedly with their sticks and kicking him on the ground. The officers later said King had resisted even after they shocked him with an electric stun gun. The man took the 81-second video to a local television station. Soon, people all over the country were watching it. The beating led to criminal charges against 4 white police officers. The trial was moved out of Los Angeles. Their lawyers argued that the officers might not receive a fair trial there. On April 29, 1992, a mostly white jury in a community north of the city returned its findings. The jury found the officers not guilty of assaulting Rodney King.
Anger at the jury's verdict soon led to rioting that began in the largely poor black neighborhoods of South Central Los Angeles.
Don't go near this area, South Central Los Angeles at Florence and Normandy, because there is still no police presence there, and a lot of people trying to get through that intersection have been assaulted with rocks and bottles and sticks.
More than 50 people died in days of violence before police and troops brought the unrest under control. Many more were injured, and hundreds of buildings were destroyed by fire. It was some of the worst rioting in American history and received worldwide attention. The following year, a federal jury found two of the officers who had beaten Rodney King guilty of violating his civil rights. They were sent to prison. Another case in Los Angeles that received international attention also involved a racial element. O.J. Simpson, a black former football star and motion picture actor, was charged with murdering his white former wife and a male friend of hers. They were stabbed to death in 1994. Many legal experts believed the case against Simpson was strong. So did many more whites than blacks in public opinion surveys. A mostly black jury found Simpson not guilty. But later, in a civil case brought by the victims' families, a mostly white jury found him responsible for the killings and ordered him to pay damages. In 1990, researchers launched the Human Genome Project. This was a government-supported effort to identify and map all of the genes in the body. The Human Genome Project raised hopes for new medical treatments and cures for diseases. The project lasted 13 years until 2003. In 2000, President Clinton announced the completion of a working draft of the genome.
It will revolutionize the diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of most, if not all, human diseases.
During the 1990s, personal computers became more and more a part of everyday life. And more people were going online over a network linking computers around the world. The internet would grow into an easy way to send email, find information, and buy products over the World Wide Web. In music, many Americans in the early 90s were listening to a new sound from the Pacific Northwest. It became known as grunge rock. The capital for grunge bands was Seattle in Washington State. One of the best-known bands was Nirvana. Their 1991 album, Nevermind, contains some of their most successful songs, including Smells Like Teen Spirit. Kurt Cobain helped define the grunge sound. He was Nirvana's lead singer, guitar player, and songwriter. But in April 1994, that voice was silenced. Officials said he killed himself with a shotgun. Kurt Cobain was 27 years old, the husband of singer Courtney Love, and one of the most influential musicians of his day. On television, millions of people watched shows like ER, a drama series about a busy hospital emergency room. Many fans tuned in to watch George Clooney play a young doctor on the show.
What's going on?
Mr. Abbott asked us to try to resuscitate his son.
Still flatline, atrophy and tube epi.
He shouldn't have made it through the night.
the hell are you?
I'm Dr. Ross. Look, he was in my care.
ER first went on the air in 1994 and lasted 15 years. Law and Order was a crime drama, but it took a different path, involving the interactions of police, lawyers, and judges. The popularity of the series, set in New York, led to several related Law and Order spin-off series. For laughs, millions of people watched shows like Seinfeld and Friends. The Friends were Ross, Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, and Chandler, six young New Yorkers. Seinfeld was also set in, you guessed it, New York. It starred comedian Jerry Seinfeld playing himself. The series was hugely popular and won many awards. TV Guide magazine put it at the top of its 2002 list of the 50 greatest shows of all time.
Well,
I'm sorry, excuse me one second. Hello?
Hi, would you be interested in switching over to TMI long distance service?
Oh, gee, I can't talk right now. Why don't you give me your home number and I'll call you later?
Well, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I guess you don't want people calling you at home.
No.
Well, now you know how I feel.
Seinfeld was, in the words of its creator, a show about nothing. But Jerry and his friends, Elaine, George, and Kramer, managed to find plenty of humor in life's everyday problems and situations. Another popular show in the 90s was the animated series The Simpsons, which, like Seinfeld, premiered in 1989. New episodes of The Simpsons, Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, continued into the 21st century.
Titanic was called the Ship of Dreams. And it was. It really was.
All right, open your eyes.
The 1997 film Titanic became the first movie to reach $1 billion in ticket sales at theaters worldwide.
You never know what hand you're going to get dealt next. You learn to take life as it comes at you.
When the ship docks, I'm getting off with you.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet played young lovers on the famous ship that sank in April 1912 after hitting an iceberg in the North Atlantic.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Another popular film was Jurassic Park, released in 1993. In it, dinosaurs from prehistoric times are brought back to life with disastrous results.
We're gonna make a fortune with this place.
In sports, baseball players went on strike in 1994. The World Series championship was canceled that year. In basketball, millions of fans were watching Michael Jordan lead the Chicago Bulls to championships. As the 90s came to a close, people around the world were preparing to celebrate the arrival of the year 2000. It was a big event, but there were also concerns about the millennium bug, or Y2K issue. This was the worry that older computers might not be able to recognize the calendar change. Lots of activity went into making sure things would go smoothly after midnight on December 31st, 1999.
And that's the Learning English broadcast for today. Thank you, Steve, for that report. And thanks to our VOA colleagues for their work on today's program.
Most importantly, thank you for listening. For more, visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedell.